What the Book of Judges Can Teach the Church Today, written by Shara Donahue and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is Judges 2, verse 10. After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who neither knew the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. It's a frightening thing to know that churches can grow and find success, not because they are close to the heart of God, but because they have learned through tradition and good business how to build an enterprise. The time of the judges was full of rising and falling, disaster and success, but there is a constant refrain of people forsaking the one true God for a false idol, which knowledge, business, and best practices can become. The church and its leaders can never forget where true life comes from. They must remember the prayer Jesus prayed for his church. In John 17, verse 3, he prays, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." One of the most striking and beautiful characteristics of the church is her diversity. She reaches across the world and makes disciples of all nations. While the global church may be made up of every race, sex, and ability, many local churches struggle with homogeneity. Another problem is when churches welcome others who are different, hoping they will assimilate and adhere to their church's customs, which may be outside of what Jesus asks of his people. When building teams or choosing leadership, churches must remember that a body is composed of many parts, and each has their particular function. In Judges 3, it was Ahab's differing characteristic that enabled him to be Israel's deliverer from Eglon, the king of Moab. Ahab was a left-handed strategist who was born into a right-handed society. While this difference is slight, it was vital to his success as a judge. Ahab was underestimated because he was different, and we lose strength as a church when we demand that people think, act, and look the same. We should all stand firm on the Word of God by following His commandments as the Spirit enables, seeking unity amidst diversity. We are at our best in glorifying God when the different parts of the church body function as a whole. If you've never read the book of Judges, today is a good day to start. Far beyond the paltry dramas you find on Netflix or Twitter, you will not only find the full stories to the lessons mentioned here, you will also read of Samson, the rash vow of Japheth, a tragic slain concubine, and many more. Judges reveals the brokenness of humanity apart from the Spirit's interceding. These stories clearly show that what the church needs most is Jesus' rule and reign.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.